Pardon me, boys, but have you listened to our podcast? Sorry for calling you boys.
Didn't mean to assume your gender.
Welcome back to Come At Me, is an extremely wonderful podcast. My name is Riley. I'm here with Kindred.
Hey.
And today we're talking about an episode that was called the Grammy episode of Lawrence Welk episode show. It's the show on PBS where the old people sing the songs and they have a lot of hair products.
They've got, that's the part of the 70s. And this, actually the 60s had more beehives and it is something else.
Yeah, that's fun. The 70s were more natural.
Yeah, exactly. There's that one girl with like really long red hair. That was very 70s. Did you happen to see any of the like audience shots when they were dancing?
I didn't really. Can you describe them to me?
Well, so on like the just music, just instrumental. God, what word was it? The instrumental songs.
You know, on the music songs.
Yeah, the music songs. The instrumental songs. They'll do like they'll cut to the audience because they're like dancing. There's like a little space for people to like dance in the front.
Oh, yeah.
And they take turns dancing with Lawrence Welk. And there was this one, you know, so there's a bunch of different couples, but then there's a bunch of old ladies, like, lined up to dance with Lawrence Welk. And there was this one, and she was probably in her 60s, and she had the most, like, the ugliest black beehive, like, kind of bob, and just these insane glasses, and she kept, like, it was really awkward. She, like, kept tapping. Lawrence was dancing with some other old lady, and she, like, kept tapping until she could cut in.
Excuse me, Lawrence.
Yeah. I mean, the cameraman who, like, stayed on that, they did not need to because it was awkward.
I think they were like, we're getting this.
We're like, wow, this lady.
There's not a lot of drama on the Lawrence Welk show, so we've got to get this drama happening right now.
This lady. Just so stupid. So stupid.
I really like, I don't know when ladies started dyeing their hair.
Yeah.
When they were getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I don't know, in like the 30s or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's
we have a rule that we can't Google.
We
on
can't
this
Google.
Show.
That's
also,
our one thing now.
There was two things we were supposed to Google.
Yeah, I didn't Google them.
I don't even remember what they were, but I remember that we were going to.
I think it was, where is Lawrence Welk from? Lawrence Welk was one of them. I'm going to just keep saying, like, I don't know, Poland.
Okay,
but that's
cool.
Bad, because he's probably not from Poland.
I don't know. Poland.
Poland.
But what I was going to say is, I really love seeing, because it's like, so all these ladies, you know, they get their gray hair, and they're like, oh, my God, I can't look old.
Right.
So they dye their hair, and it's, I think, oh, my God, this tower is making a scary sound now.
Oh, no.
So if my computer explodes, if I suddenly stop talking and you hear a big noise, you'll know what happened.
Okay.
But anyway, I think they've made some improvements in hair dye over the years, it would seem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really love that, the, like, flat color an old lady's dyed hair where it's just, like, someone dumped a paint can on it.
It's like, girl, you would look less old if you just had gray hair.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. it's funny, I don't know if you were here last year, but last year was a little bit intense. and so there was a lot of patients at the practice that, like, I saw pre-pandemic, and now I'm seeing them post-pandemic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're not post, but just kind of decided we are.
Yeah.
And it's really fun to see how it's affected people visually.
Yeah.
And a lot of old ladies who had dyed hair have let their gray grow out.
Wow. Good for
them. I'm all about it. They do look markedly older, I will say. But it's a good look. Like, it suits.
It's natural. It's not, like, forcing, I don't know.
Yeah, that fake dye, I think, always looks shitty. Like,
well, and I think it's hard because I think a lot of older women who dye their hair go too dark.
Yeah, that's, I think so, too, to, like, cover the gray.
Yep.
But then it gets intense. But,
yeah.
That's one of my favorite parts of Lawrence Welk is to see of the, I mean, the most fun to me is not the music. It's the dresses and the sets and the hair and the hilarious, like, pastel suits that the men wear.
So funny. I'm like, if, yeah, I mean, they're fantastic. And they didn't, you know that those men aren't, like, flamboyant. So many of those men are, like, very, yeah. like,
yeah,
just manly. And they're wearing,
probably
like, these
assholes. Pink yeah. ass.
Exactly. Oh, so this was the Grammy episode, Riley. Which was your favorite Grammy-winning song? Can you remember any?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't remember what it's called. It was okay, so here, maybe you'll know.
Okay.
He was like, this is from a lady who was once on our show, and we are so proud of her that she won a Grammy.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And now Linda will sing that song for her, because that she won a Grammy, she's too good for us now.
Okay.
So now one of our little girls will be singing it. Uh-huh. Do you remember what song that was?
No, which little girl was singing it?
I don't know. I can't remember if it was the Mexican one, because I like that he's like, and we have our own Mexican.
Anna Connie. The way he says her name is so great. I love it. Anna Connie.
It's great. But I don't think, it was a song from probably a musical or something, and I liked it. And I don't know what it was called, because I was drawing a picture, and I wasn't paying attention.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay. Well, and I think, I'm trying to remember. I mean, my favorite one, obviously, is They Sang People by Barbara Streisand. So that's my favorite one.
Maybe that was the one, but I know it wasn't because Barbara Streisand wasn't on the show. But I did like that song.
Yeah,
and
she did good.
I really liked, when the man sang Michelle from the Beatles, Michelle, because it was really, like, weird.
It was weird, and I was like, huh. Oh, and that song also is one of those songs where it's like, my parents have sung, like, the chorus of this growing up, and, like, I didn't know what it was, you know? And then I heard it, and I was like, whoa, that's weird.
I've never liked it.
And I don't know that I've ever actually heard it. What is it from?
It's just, you know, the Beatles. And,
oh, it's the Beatles!
Yeah. And it's like, I've heard a story about it, and it's really fun to try to remember a story that you read once on the internet, which was already probably wrong.
Okay, I like that, though. I like where this is going.
You know, Paul McCartney or something? Maybe John Lennon? No, it's definitely Paul McCartney.
Okay.
You know, he's in France, and he was making friends, and he met a girl named Michelle, you know, and he said, Michelle, and then he was like, I know a couple words, and then I think that she helped him write the song.
Okay.
He was like, what could I say that means this? And she was like, you could say this, and he's like, oh, thank you, and then... Here's the thing I remember is that I believe she's credited as a writer on the song, and I believe she still gets like royalties or whatever, some kind of kickback or something from Michelle.
Okay, that was actually one of the songs I was gonna Google afterwards, because I was like, why? What is this from? I would never have ever guessed it was a Beatles song.
It's weird because like the Beatles music is so copyright protected,
right?
That it's weird to me, because you don't see a lot of people can't use it, but I guess because it's a cover, then they can do whatever they want. Or I guess buying the rights to a cover is a lot less expensive. I don't know how the rights work with the Lawrence Welk show.
No, me neither. But I think, I don't know, $10. $10 gets you the rights. I don't know.
how
gets you the sheet music?
Sure, yeah. hey, Paul, I got $10 for you. How often do you think that they did Beatles songs on the show? Do you think that was, like, a rare... I just thought it was so weird that they were doing a Beatles song.
Yeah, I can honestly say I don't ever remember them doing a Beatles song. So I bet it's super rare.
Like, super rare. It won a Grammy, so I guess we have to do it.
But do you know what's not rare?
Huh.
Is... Okay, let me paint you a picture. I was sitting on my couch watching this episode about 20 minutes ago.
I like that we both have this. We're like, oh, I'll just cram it in the morning.
I don't know. It's like I went to the grocery store, and then I'm putting away groceries. I can just have it on.
You went to the grocery store today?
I didn't go yesterday because I'm just I'm having a rough go at it. And
wow,
so I was
me too. Cool.
Awesome. We're all doing so good. So but the thing is I was like, if I have to sit in this apartment one more day with no food, I can't do that. So I had to go to the grocery store. Anyway. I mean, I was...
Well, like, proud of you, you know?
Thank you.
Sunday morning, I don't want to be at the grocery store.
But, and it was busy because it was Mother's Day.
Yeah. Oh,
happy
Mother's
Day,
everyone. Everybody's buying flowers real
fast.
Yeah,
and balloons. Okay. Yeah. But, so I was sitting on my couch watching this episode.
Yes.
I was drinking. I made myself a nice cup
of... A cocktail.
I love morning drinking. No. I was drinking... I made myself milk tea because I got myself some milk when I was at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It's very delicious. So I was watching this episode, and the guy, the song Little Green Apples, the country singer,
that. Also, that was a confusing song.
Yeah, it was. I live by myself, and I don't know why I was trying to do. I went to do, like, a comedic gasp that I would do were I hanging out with my friends or my family. Because I went to go, like, so I took a sip, and then I also, he started singing at the same time, and I went to do a gasp for nobody's benefit. There's nobody here. It's just me. And I choked on my milk tea.
Oh, no.
And I spit it all over the blanket on my lap. And I now have to wash them up. But what I'm getting at is this man, I have seen this man sing Little Green Apples 5 times on the Lawrence Welk show.
Are
he's
you serious?
Always singing this fucking song.
Oh my God. He's like, this is my one. This is my big one.
Yeah, it's like, people love it and I hate it.
I remember like being markedly confused at that song. I was like,
it's a weird song.
It was, I don't remember the lyrics, but it was like, there'll be no more Little Green Apples, there'll be no more Indianapolis or something. Yeah. And I was like, huh? Like, what does you mean?
I don't know. And then it turns out that it's like a love song of obviously. But it's like, God didn't make Little Green Apples, but he made you or whatever. I don't know. Some
what
sort
does
of
that mean?
Like that. I don't know, Riley. And I've heard this song 5 times.
And also, who is this person to say that God didn't make Little Green Apples? You know, like, if he made, didn't he supposedly make everything?
Yeah. Especially this man who is probably Christian.
Yeah, for sure. For certain. I would be shocked. It would be so funny if there was, like, an underground, like, atheist movement of Lawrence Welk cast members. And they're like, we always had to sing these fucking songs about God.
I know. Oh, speaking of the one about God, I liked the stupid song where the couple sang again. But at the kind of near the beginning, they were singing something about the man from Galilee.
Oh, I hated it. Yeah.
It was, she was like really getting into it. And I was like, all right, this is all right.
That one I was like, okay, number one, I have
it's
two
so
things.
Churchy. Okay.
Should we somehow let people know how to find this episode if they want to watch it?
You know, I was wondering, we're going to discuss this on air now.
We could put it in the description.
I was going to say, should we put it in the description? But like, is that?
Yes.
Okay, because then we're giving credit to whoever uploaded it.
Yeah, so, and it's okay. and if you don't like descriptions, it's called Lawrence Welk Show Grammy Award Songs, January 12th, 1974. Okay, so there you go.
You can find it, but we
uploaded
will put it
by John Smith.
Okay. Oh my God, that's so not an alias.
That'll be easy to find. Number two, I was gonna ask you about those people singing the Galilee song.
Yeah.
Do you know if they're supposed to be married?
They are actually married.
They're
and then
actually
they got
married.
Divorced. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was like, is this a couple that got divorced?
Yes, it was.
Because there was some really strange tension.
Yeah, Riley.
During that song. And he was like, he had his arm around her and I was like, she don't like that.
No.
And then she went to say something and then she was like, I'm getting as bad as Lawrence. And then like people didn't laugh. Like it was like, don't fucking say that about you're making fun of him. He's from Poland.
But then like the next song he introduced, he stumbled. Oh, he was introducing Anakani. He was like, our little Mexican girl.
Yeah. Anakani.
Anakani.
I had one thing to say.
Okay. Yeah.
And apparently I do remember more than I thought, but okay, I've been really mixed up trying to fucking compress this file. You know,
know
it's just
I
been
know.
A whole hour of trying to compress a file.
It's a hard life.
It's just, it's like, you have to upload something between 1400 by 1400 pixels and 3000 by 3000 pixels. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll be good. I'll do it 2000 pixels by 2000 pixels.
Yeah.
I should be safe. And then it's like, it's fucking too big. And I'm like, okay, so I'll try to compress it. And then it's like, oh, it looks good. And then it's like, wait, do you want to put text over it?
No.
And I'm like, no, I don't. And you can't say not to. Like, you have to put text over it.
What?
Yeah, I don't know when they changed this, but when you put text over it, it goes from 3 megabytes to 1.3 whatever millibytes,
my God.
And then it's too big because it has to be 1.
Okay.
It can't be 1.3. It's been, oh my God, I'm like,
what a morning.
So fucking annoying. For like the simplest, dumbest shit. Anyway.
Your
guys,
one thing.
I'm just trying to draw a logo,
and it looks very good.
It looks great. It's really horrible, and
really
I can't
good.
Make it get up there, but I'm going to do it.
Procreate has just, like, really elevated Like, oh, her, yeah. It looks so good.
Oh, yeah. Going from MS Paint to Procreate really does make a difference.
It does.
The fucking $10 app is worth it.
Hell yeah.
Okay, anyway, what I was gonna say.
Yes.
The only thing that really stood out to me, because it was so... I love it because it's like, I guess it seems there's no editing. They must have been filmed live or televised live.
Yeah.
So, you know, this lovely, I don't know what you call black people anymore, because I think some people just want to be called black people. Yeah. And some people want to be called African Americans.
Yeah.
And I just want to respect everybody and say the thing that I'm supposed to say that doesn't make anybody mad.
I know.
But there was this lovely black African American show.
His name's Arthur.
Named Arthur. He's very cute.
Yes.
And he was tap dancing. And he was just tap dancing his little heart out.
Yeah.
So hard.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, they gave him lines to read after that.
Like, immediately after.
And he was like, like, really, really having a hard time getting through them. Yeah. And he was like, that really, you can tell when I'm not in shape. And like, he doesn't stop and like gather his breath, catch his breath. He just keeps going, trying to get through it. And he just really, really struggles through it for like longer than you'd think.
Like, and there was no like audience support.
No, they were just like, fucking get through it, Arthur.
Yeah, yes. It was insane.
It was really insane. And I loved that part a lot.
Oh yeah, it's so good. But in these later, like, your episodes where he's, like, very visibly, like, old.
Yeah.
I'm always like, it just kind of looks like he might break a hip a little bit.
Yeah, oh my God. And that's, yeah, it's like, it's so funny because it reminds me, of course, of my grandparents a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, because everybody looks like them and everybody seems to probably be similar to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it's just such a different, you know, what's a dumb thing to say is that it's such a different time. But it is, like,
it is, though.
It's just, it's so crazy how much, just, you can never imagine that being a popular televised program.
No, okay, because that was really, like, again, not Googling, but it really was, like, the number one show for so many years.
Yeah.
So what's, like, the number one show now, Riley, and let's compare.
Well, according to all the commercials, every show is the number one show in America. Every time I see any show advertised to me, it's like, this is the number one comedy in America. This is the number one drama. This is the number one show on all of network television.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
that's because nobody watches network television.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's easy to be number one when everybody's watching Hulu or whatever.
I think probably, so we're not allowed to Google, so let's guess what the number one, based off of what people talk about at work.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to go with The Voice.
Yeah.
Which I guess is, hey, that's similar maybe,
actually,
kind of.
That is pretty similar. And do you know what? I think The Masked Singer is, like, really popular. And that's also not that far off.
No. These fucking singing shows.
Yeah.
Just,
you know,
never
what?
Get old, I guess.
We were trying to make a point, Riley, and...
here's the point. Now we can write a dissertation, you see, of the evolution of entertainment, musical entertainment on television, and how it has become a competition.
Ooh, that just says something about the American spirit.
Well, everybody likes to be like, I'm sick of all this, everybody gets a trophy bullshit. And it's like, hey, well, on Lawrence Welk, nobody even considered that we should be competing.
Yeah, you guys. It's
and now
a better
every
America.
Fucking show. That's right. MAGA to Lawrence Welk. That's how we do it. Yeah. That's how we make it. Just, if you could bring it back. Okay, exactly. Here's the other question. Okay. Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead? Okay.
I have... This is embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. I have...
we're recording, so go ahead and say something on there.
It's not embarrassing. I love it. It's hanging above my fireplace. For Christmas 2 years ago, my brother Ben got me a signed cast reunion photo of the Lawrence Welk. I mean, it's great. I'm going to take it with me to the grave. I will be buried with it. But it's from... it's a cast photo from, like, 2001.
Yeah.
It was a reunion, and Lawrence Welk wasn't, he was dead already by, like, 2001.
Wow. So it's, like, worthless, basically.
It's basically worthless, but, no, but
that's
anyways,
pretty great.
He was dead by the 2000s.
Okay. Well, that's too bad, because yeah. if that's why, that's the trajectory we're on, you know, once Lawrence Welk is gone.
Yeah.
Everything goes to shit, and that's how come everything sucks now.
It's
that's
true.
How come we had the pandemic is because Lawrence Welk died, and it set off a ripple effect, a Rube Goldberg machine of horror.
If he would have just lived to be 120 years or more.
Yeah, we would still be okay.
We would have been fine.
We would have been fine. Well, that's me and Josh like to joke about mm-hmm. the if you. Okay, so hey, guys, I don't know how much of this podcast you've listened to. But Kindred and me both left the Mormon church, which you don't call Mormon church anymore because that's really offensive.
But I'm going to still call it that because I want them to be offended.
Yeah, and it's also fucking stupid and no
yes,
one gives a shit.
Yes, it is.
But the church of Jesus Christ did a lot of day scenes. Anyway, but if you don't take your records off of their records, mm-hmm. they count you as a member until you're 110.
You are,
and then
okay.
They can safely assume you've dead.
That is so stupid, but they've got to keep those numbers up.
Gotta keep the numbers up.
And if you are listening and you didn't know that, we've got like 70 episodes where we talk about it.
Like
so
probably,
ahead.
Yeah.
Like in depth and like really kind of unpacking our shit that we've all experienced.
We were going to have an ex-Mormon podcast too. And then we just were like, well,
here's,
I guess not.
Here's the thing. We were already doing another podcast at the time. And yeah. one podcast is a lot. But we yeah. had a good title for it and everything, so who knows? Maybe one day we'll
What was
still
the title? Do you remember?
It's something, Fireside. After church. It was, like, something about a fireside. That doesn't sound good, guys, but that wasn't the real title. I've got it written down on a note somewhere.
We're not allowed to look things up.
I can't even look at my own computer.
No, we just have to use our brains. It's like some kind of weird millennial exercise trying to exercise your brain.
It really, really is.
Not use
really
Google
is.
Anymore.
I like it. My favorite thing to do to not use Google is figure out like actors and actresses' names.
Oh yeah.
Or should I just say actors?
Yeah, God.
To
why you gotta
anymore.
Fucking gender everything.
Sorry. but I was trying to remember an actress the other night, and I was like, it took me like 15 minutes of just kind of like sitting there and like using all of the brain power I had.
Yeah.
And I got close.
And then you wake up and know. That's what usually happens to me. I wake
oh,
up and I'm like,
good.
Oh, it was
you just
Brad.
Gotta sleep. You just gotta yeah. sleep on it. No, that
gotta
is always
not
like fun.
Actively
though.
Think about it.
Yeah. Let that subconscious do some work for you.
Speaking of mm-hmm. actors and actresses, but yeah. you are not supposed to say actresses anymore.
Yeah.
I was talking, well, okay, I was on my way to work, okay? And as you probably know,
uh-huh.
weed is going to be legal here now.
Yes. Right, I live in Virginia.
I live in Virginia. Weed's going to be legal here in July.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So they were doing a story on the radio about it, and then mm-hmm. after the story on the radio about it, they were like, hey, guys, here's another story about it.
Okay.
You're not supposed to say marijuana anymore.
Okay.
Marijuana is offensive, and you're supposed to say cannabis or weed or pot, and you're not supposed to say marijuana anymore because marijuana was created to, the word is made up maybe, or maybe it's not made up, and that's the problem. Either it's made up or it's not made up, and one of those is a problem because either way it is to, what's the word? It's to be mean to Hispanic people. It's to oppress them back in the day.
Okay.
That's why people called it marijuana, is to you know, put an aura around it that it was Spanish, and Spanish people are bad just like drugs are bad.
Okay. I wouldn't have
just throwing that out there.
In 2021, I yeah. never would have associated
right.
marijuana
mm-hmm.
with
right.
anything Hispanic.
It's well, it's just really problematic. You just didn't know, you dumb fucking bitch.
Okay, but here's this. I
yeah.
read an article 4 or so years ago about a woman
okay.
about a woman named Marijuana Pepsi who got her legal degree and is now a lawyer. Is she supposed to change her name? She wasn't Hispanic.
Let's call Mrs. Pepsi or Miss Pepsi. Miss Pepsi, I have to let you know, if you're not Hispanic, you're gonna have to change your name.
You're gonna have to change your name. What a powerful name. Marijuana Pepsi. And is she's that, a lawyer.
Was that a name she chose for herself?
No, her parents named her that.
Wow. They
so she
cool.
obviously had, so she was overcoming some hurdles. But, but, you know.
So she obviously was overcoming some hurdles. I mean, you have parents that name you Marijuana Pepsi. It's not the best start to life.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Oh my God. But anyway, and then I was telling mm-hmm. Josh and Mark about that.
Okay.
And Mark said something where he's like, I just need one thing at a time. I'm still trying not to say, and I can't remember what he said. I think he said, I'm still trying not to say gypped. Just one thing at a time. But it's like, I feel that,
yes,
you know?
I get it too. And honestly, I think I'm still trying not to say gypped.
Dude, I know.
Guys,
it's
I'm
hard.
Sorry.
And then I get confused, and then I'm like, are we not supposed to say gypsy anymore? Or is,
I think
or
we're
we can't
not.
Say gypped because gypsy is a real thing.
Gypsy, I think you're supposed to say, obviously I'm talking about gypsies all the time. I actually come from a long line of gypsies. But I think you're supposed to say travelers. But okay, also, well, who's talking about them?
But isn't that like, is that a race? Is that an ethnicity?
Is
that why you're not
no,
supposed to say it? Or is it just a descriptor?
It's a derogatory term for uh-huh. traveling. It's for people who are like wanderers.
Okay.
Okay. And then they had, and because they were kind of nomadic, they yeah. again not googling because right. they're kind of nomadic, you know, they like had a they had a reputation for stealing and being criminals, and so wow. gypsy is a derogatory term towards travelers.
Okay. And so you can't say gypped. And yeah. there was another one he said, and I can't remember what it was, but it made me laugh also.
Oh yeah, I mean, but that doesn't surprise me.
And it's like, here's you know, okay, I've got a lot of hot takes, you know?
Yeah, I like it. I have to stop my cat from chewing on cords, so just keep talking.
Oh, that's fine. I was going to say, firstly, though, before I get into my hot takes, I got these fucking spider bites.
Ow?
Here's what's, I don't know what's happening, but okay. about two, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's summer now, okay?
Yeah.
So we were grilling outside.
Right.
And we were grilling outside as a sunset because we're stupid. And then
right.
there's bugs everywhere.
Right.
And so I ended up with these bug bites on my legs that I thought were skeeters.
Okay.
And then one of them wasn't.
Okay.
And I know because it got, you know, it's really gross to say, but
pussy and, you know.
It got a white head on
yeah,
it, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I guess this is a spider bite.
Yeah.
And so I nursed it back to health, and it healed, okay. and it was really on its way. And then I got two more. One right below and one right above.
No!
Which I guess was probably from laying in the fucking grass. You know, you almost die from a tick bite and you just don't learn that, like, you should probably be a little more careful outside. Yeah. I'm like, whatever.
Wear
I'll
some
get
sort
bites.
Of
who cares?
Protect-
I was wearing pants,
protection.
First of all. I was
okay.
wearing pants.
Okay,
all
right. Okay. That's all you can do for ticks. And then just
yes.
wear some spray or something. I don't know.
Right. So I don't know where the spiders came from.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me go close my door.
Okay.
Apparently something. Oh, I bet. Hold on.
Okay. Work, work, work.
This guy is building us a woodshed for like 8 years, and I think he's finally finishing it.
Okay. Okay, I was going to say, I was like, he's supposed to have been done like 4 weeks ago.
Oh, if not multiple, like several months ago.
Oh my God.
It's been quite a nightmare, but I don't. You know, I don't want to build it,
yeah.
so, and it's really cheap, so here,
yeah.
whatever. Josh deals with them. Anyway, what was my story? I was talking about spider bites.
Spider
I got
bites,
these
laying in
fucking
the grass.
Spider bites.
Yeah.
Laying in the grass, they're so itchy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm just trying to let them heal, you know?
Yeah, yes.
But it's now been, like, probably a week and a half since these new ones arose.
Ooh.
One of them is almost completely healed, and the uh-huh. other one is not, and I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to get into foot porn. It's really hard to have these bug bites on my legs.
Maybe that's someone's very specific fetish.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, pussy
so,
spider bites. Mm.
Above your foot. Oh.
So, oh, dude, probably somebody. Everyone's
yeah,
so funny.
I know.
But anyway, that was just to say my leg is itchy and it's bothering me, and that has nothing
I'm
to
sorry.
Do with anything.
Huh. Well, I was just going to say, just on the note of spiders.
Yeah.
When I moved to Idaho back in the good old days of, I don't know, when I was 13.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, my biggest fear was hobo spiders.
Yeah.
And I just, for years, was like plagued.
You can't say hobo anymore. You're going to have to call them by their scientific given name. Cannabis.
Cannabis. Oh, my God. No, the underprivileged spiders. What do you call
them? There
you
go. There you go. There you go.
The underprivileged human spiders. I was just like, I remember sitting in my basement room and like, one night, seeing just, like, a hobo spider run across the carpet towards me, and it's honestly making me a little woozy thinking about it. Like, that's how terrifying it was.
Dude.
Didn't Tanner get bitten by a hobo spider?
Yeah, he did. But here's the thing, he didn't die, you know?
Yeah.
But his finger, like, bubbled.
but it was fucked. It was bad.
So, but it was okay. But yeah, okay. So I got these bites and I started freaking out because like literally nearly died from a tick bite last year.
Right.
And so I'm like, bug bites can kill you. Cause I used to get bites and be like, oh, well, you know, just put some fucking Neosporin on it and chill out. Oh, the dogs are back. but I was like, oh, I could die from this. Apparently you could just die from anything, you know?
Yeah.
So some might call that PTSD, perhaps, from my tick times.
Yes.
But so I started Googling and seeing if I could find out. I Googled when to be worried about a spider bite.
Yeah.
And it said that I should be worried because it was like, if it gets worse after the first 8 hours, then you should be worried. And I was like, well, all of them do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, mine, it takes, like, 48 hours for them to reach grossness, peak. You know?
Yeah, totally. And then it was like, and if it has a red area that spreads, you should be worried. Okay, well, it did.
Okay.
But then I guess it's kind of like going back to our Lyme disease video we made in high school.
Yeah.
If it gets, like, a bullseye thing around it.
Yeah.
That's when you should really go to the doctor, like, pretty immediately.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I am highly allergic to mosquitoes, at least the ones in Georgia and Arizona.
Right.
And highly allergic to the couple of spider bites that I've gotten in Georgia.
Yeah.
I have probably had 5 insect bites over the past 3 years.
And you get a ring around them?
I get giant bullseyes and my calves or my arms swell up and I'm just like, I don't know, I'm going to take some fucking Benadryl.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
That's the other thing is I was like, a lot of things have changed in my body since I became so ill.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to golden retrievers now. Or,
yeah.
Honestly, we were at Diane's house last week, and I didn't have an allergic reaction at all. So I'm like, am I allergic to golden retrievers or not?
Just the stress of having a golden retriever at your house.
I think maybe he brought something in with him. Like, he had something on his fur. Like, he had gone to the groomer or something. And I was allergic to that. Yeah. I don't know. But I might be allergic to golden retrievers. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've developed allergies. And I've never had allergies before.
Yeah.
My seasonal allergies are horrible. And so I really had – I had that thought, too, where I was like, well, maybe this is – maybe I'm allergic to whatever this is. Because it was – I had a bad reaction the first 2 days.
Right.
But I was like, I can't – first of all, I'm not going to call my doctor who doesn't know anything about bugs.
Right.
You know, and be like, hey, am I in danger? You know what I mean? Like, unless I'm having other, like, symptoms.
Yeah, if your, like, breathing becomes labored or whatever.
Yeah. I have had a lot of diarrhea.
Maybe that's possibly unrelated, but maybe not.
I think I've just been eating really well, and then it gives you diarrhea, you know?
Yeah. just eating only lettuce.
Lots of fiber, lots of greens going on.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's healthy going in.
Yeah, exactly. Comes out real easy, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress because there's really no point to this story other than my leg fucking itches. I think so. Yesterday, they really started. Because the first week they look bad, you know, and then they just kind of keep looking bad and irritated.
Right.
And then a couple days ago they started to just look better, like they were like calming down a little bit.
Yeah.
and I made a decision that I was like, hey, Josh, is this a bad choice or a good choice or a neutral choice? And I got a rag and I put like steaming water on it and like steamed them for a minute to like open them up.
Yeah.
Because there was clearly like a whitehead on there. And I was like, they say not to pop these.
Right.
But how's this infection going to get out if I don't do something?
Right.
And I'm not, you know.
Popping them per se.
Right. And I'm like, I'm not a fucking doctor, but maybe I can draw out some infection and then I can treat them. So I did it on both of them.
Okay.
The top one opened up and I cleaned it with hydrogen peroxide and then I put some polysporin on it and a Band-Aid. And the top one looks great. Golden. Okay. Good. It's really getting there.
So you are a doctor.
I am a doctor. Thank you. Yes. Call me Dr. Riley.
Okay.
And then the bottom one, I did the same thing and it didn't really open up. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to like irritate it. I'm not going to like force this to happen. But now the bottom one is at the stage that the top one was at when I did the steam thing and opened up. So now I'm like, I guess I have to do that to the bottom one.
I mean, if it
clean
worked.
Clean it out. It worked and it's like healing now. And the first spider bite that I got before these two friends.
Yeah.
It got a white head and I popped it because I'm. Because I have to. I have something in me that if I don't, I'm going to think about it all day long.
Right.
And so I popped it, and it didn't hurt, and then it healed, like, pretty quickly.
Okay.
And these ones, I was like, well, the internet says not to pop it, so I won't pop it. But now they're taking forever to heal.
Oh, my God. So, honestly, the internet can fuck off.
I think it's, like, because if you open it up, then it's prone to infection.
Right, but if you clean it, it's not like but you're going to run through some dirt or whatever.
No, and then I, like, keep it under a Band-Aid with some Neosporin, Polysporin on it.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
Yes.
I'm getting my degree in bug bite. homeopathic.
I was going to say, but it's homeopathic, obviously.
Yeah, bug bite. Just let me know about any oils. I don't
know. I'm going to start selling doTERRA.
Yeah, give me your doTERRA hookup, please.
Oh, my God. I love seeing the headlines that are like, people are fucking dying from putting essential oils in their, like, shit, you know?
It's yeah. It's like, hey, you're not supposed to do this
guys,
much,
you're not
guys.
Supposed to eat those essential oils.
I know that's all my husband's family.
Mm-hmm.
Diane got really into it. And then Megan got really into it. And then Jesse got really into it.
Uh-huh.
And they... I don't know who. I think Megan gave us this, like, giant book of, like, here's everything that, like, oils can do.
Yeah.
And I just – the only one I remember, because I remember it was so silly to me, is that orange oil is for workaholics.
What?
So, like, if you're, like, addicted to working and you can't stop working, then you just need some orange oil and then it'll help you.
That'll fix it. That'll fix the system that makes it so that I have to work all the time to make – oh, my God, I love
it was,
that.
There was literally, like, a glossary of illnesses.
And
you can, like
– workaholic was one of them.
That was one of them. But you can pick it whatever you got, and then there's an oil for that, you know. Oh, if you're fat, you just need, like, some
– eucalyptus.
You need some energizing stuff, so probably orange, probably, like, citrus, probably some, like, dill in there for measure. I don't know, like. But I remember so Diane stupid. Was drinking water. She had to buy, like, a glass water bottle, because if you get a plastic one, the oil will break it down.
Yeah, because you're not so, honestly, you're not supposed to be drinking that oil, guys.
Isn't that kind of a sign?
Yeah.
But she had, like, some tincture that she would put in there for weight loss stuff.
Oh, my God.
And it's, like, it's, you know, I really feel for people.
Yeah.
We all have these things that we wish that there was just this little thing you could put in your water and then that's not a problem anymore.
But, like, if that
like
was
most
true,
things, yeah. It's
then,
just not.
Then it would be a widely, everyone would be doing it. You know? And it's
well,
not true.
No, it's because it's the doctors, hate the doctors, Kindred, and the conspiracies, and the whole healthcare system would doctors hate this woman for
this one secret trick.
This one secret to remove cellulite.
And then it's like
doctors
a picture.
Hate her.
It's like a really grainy picture of like a fat stomach and like a lemon next to it.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's just lemon.
I'm like who's going to click on that, guys?
Don't eat these three foods if you want to lose belly fat.
It's
bananas?
Like coffee. Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay.
Stop eating bananas. That's why you're fat.
Yeah, obviously. You're eating so many fucking bananas. All right. I think we're at about 40 minutes, so I have one final Lawrence Welk question for you.
Okay.
And then we'll close out with the last song, which, do you remember what it was?
Fuck no. Do you?
76 Trombones from The Music Man.
Oh, cool. Good. I know that one.
Yeah. I, was
well, I mean,
say,
I don't. I know the tune, so I
know the
like,
tune, too.
Yeah.
I know, like, two words. But my final question was, which was, do you remember, did you have a standout costume?
Oh. There was, it's hard to describe, but there was a lot, there was, like, five-ish ladies.
Yep.
And I don't know what they were singing, but they had these, like, blue dresses on. And they were sparkly.
Yes, that's they were wearing those and 76 Trombones.
Oh, were, perfect.
Yeah, and I was
I like
say,
those.
They, this was really not like an episode
no.
for costumes.
The last one was a lot better.
It was, yes. Better for everything all around. We really hit the jackpot with the first one, so.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, we should just quit.
We quit while we're ahead.
We're when never going to top the girls episode.
We're
the
not.
Girls singers. Our
I'm
going to
keep trying.
Singers.
I thought that the Grammy episode was going to, I was like, oh, hell yeah, but it wasn't.
I know,
it
I know. And then it was like,
I was like, whatever. Anyway, all right. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for coming here. I'll tell you all my hot takes next time, I'm sure.
Oh, so many hot takes. We're going to have so many hot takes next week.
All the right. hot takes, all the problematic hot takes you can want.
We had a lot of problematic hot takes this week, and we're going to keep doing it.
Yep, stay tuned.
Okay, all right. 76 trombones in the big parade. And 100 tending All right, thanks
for joining us.
Okay, bye.
Bye.